and I ship that straight to them, and then they divide into these categories where they think these things should be. Makes them happy, doesn't affect us. As you know, I write the cover letter to cover us so that it's only what we are able to do money-wise. And so I just don't understand why we are in here over something that obviously the state's happy with, and this requested column is only an estimate. It is not the approved amount. And well, again, I've told him if he wants
wanted,
to do
we
that.
Wanted the numbers, again, originally we just wanted the numbers to be accurate, and they weren't at all. I think now we're getting down to where they're close.
They're closer, yeah.
So I guess I'm.
We still have one that's 73,000. The prior year net cash needs to be changed from 353 to 280.
Yeah, to 280.
Yeah.
What was requested? Let me find. Yeah, it was requested 280.
Yeah, so it's off by 73.
So we just need to put that in there.
That's what we've been working towards for the past three times we've met. Each time we've gotten closer, as Commissioner Williams has stated, we've gotten closer and closer. But we had these numbers originally to go back, and we could have fixed this if we'd have gotten this close the first time, I feel, instead of coming back.
Well, and we took out the $75,000 on the county revenue that you did not approve, but that I had requested. And again, I requested it again for 24. So when it goes into the next year's maintenance plans, then that'll change over.
Yeah, the main thing is, you know, the budget summary page just has to be accurate. It wasn't accurate before, and it's getting closer now. So the 163 to the 162, 327, that's not worth having an argument or discussion over. I'd say the 75,000 or 73,315, we probably need to change that. Go ahead, David.
In the idea of the document that was presented before you is the request that was given to me by the commission in referencing to reviewing this, and I am very detail oriented and very accurate, and so that's why I'm presenting these numbers as is in referencing to them being accurate to the budget. So
I don't disagree.
At that concept, do as you will in referencing. Just that's my idea is I believe these numbers need to be accurate and consistent. Especially when
out of 1.225 million, I don't think we need to worry about 670 some odd dollars in something that's presented to the state. As far as what you do auditing, yes, we need to know where every penny is. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I understand. It's not my point is it's not worth sitting here wasting 5-10 minutes over.
Well, Mr. Clark, what is the difference? We explain again on the prior year net cash available. Where she's showing 353,000 and you've got 280,000.
The 353,000, 315 is going to be the approved final budget amount that was approved, not requested.
Okay.
Requested was what was presented to the auditor's office before September 1st.
Okay.
And that's what
there's more money left over than what we thought was going to happen.
There was more money than what we.
Or we brought more in. Either we didn't spend as much, or we brought more in at the end. Yeah.
All it is just the numbers that were requested to my office. They did not change. I did not manipulate it at all. It's what was presented to me.
I feel like this is becoming a bigger deal than what it should.
Well, the other point that we had in it is when we signed this document, it says in there that we are approving the memo of understanding that the assessor has signed, and saying that she will raise the index value on all commercial property. And perhaps greater for 2025 to 2.58. We are approving that, it says, that including the memo of understanding that's in there. So just so that that's out and we are putting our blessings on that.
I'm glad you pointed that out. Yes, we need to have those numbers the same for residential and commercial. That's the amounts on our building costs like lumber, girders, that kind of thing, it should be the same. So when you build a condo and somebody has a condo, it's typically residential. Then they flip over and they decide they want a nightly rental, but that makes it commercial. And so we shouldn't have 2x4s costing different amounts on both. We're already working on 2025. I've already adjusted internally into the program with Mr. Ulrich to make sure that that doesn't affect the values until we individually reassess each particular property. When I came into office, you are correct, they went up on the index. My predecessor had already agreed to it, so I just kind of walked in on a mess, and things went up, and it was quite a BOE that I was like immersed in fire.
It's partially
but now
correct.
I know, because now I'm defending my own numbers, I'm making sure that people don't get surprises. So when we went in and we changed for 25 to the same index so that all the building materials cost the same to build a building, now, like I said, we have adjusted and taken the appraised values down to what they were so they don't change until we literally get to that individual property, we reassess it, and we get pictures and everything that's there. Because, again, to just raise an index and not look at something, it wasn't right. And I'm not blaming my predecessor. I don't know what he did, like I said. But when I got in here, I had a huge surprise that I did not expect.
Well, as you know, and we all know, the assessed value, the appraised value, mm-hmm. then times the index. And the on commercial property is 33%. On residential, it's 19%.
Right.
So if you're wanting the index the same on commercial and residential, your big difference is the assessed value versus the 19% versus the 33. So when you're
correct.
Saying...
But that's a classification difference. That's not the appraised value. So when you're looking at your appraised value, you want to get that correct. And then you work from there. But again, nobody had gone out and actually done depreciation on these buildings. You know, every 2 years, the assessor is supposed to cover all the properties in the county. We're supposed to reassess it. And to get all that done is not possible, as you know, on the budgets that we have. When I talked about $3.30 per parcel from the state, back in the beginning, we used to get $7 a parcel from the state. So we're really cut backwards. And so, again, the key is to make sure that everybody is assessed correctly, that their sketches are done correctly, that we have the actual structure value, and then whatever happens through commercial or residential, that's only because that's what in statute is actually the class. But in 25, people are not going to notice unless they've had something completely wrong in their assessment, because we are going to each individual property and making sure it's correct.
You have to notice if your assessed value, if you put the appraised value, then the assessed value is 33% of that, and the index goes to 258. I have to notice if you get a tax bill of that. You
well,
have to notice.
If something has been done incorrectly, you will notice. But if you've not been, if you haven't had your property depreciated in 10, 15 years, I mean, it could wipe that out. I mean, I don't know this. We have to go through each individual one, and that's what I'm doing with the county. I'm making sure that they're assessed properly and consistently. And then things are going to fall where they are. Just like Hollister, a lot of those people went down in value, even though they had from, 2020 when they'd gone up to 2.58 in residential. We went through and we reassessed everything, and when we brought in the depreciation, a lot of those people went down. And some people went up only because they weren't assessed properly in the beginning. We didn't have the right square feet on them, or we didn't sketch it right, where the... We found things where it was supposed to have 3 floors on it, and they only sketched 2. That all affects value. So accuracy is important in the office.
Accuracy is important.
Accuracy and truthfulness are extremely important.
So with that, can we agree that you will present these numbers that we have talked about this morning, set the one, we can leave the 162,327, but the other needs to be changed to 2,000, and then the prior year net cash available set to 280.
Which net?
If not, we need to take action on this. We've mulled it around for a little while. If not, we'll re-agendize or we'll vote on it today, and then if you want to bring it back to us, because I know you have a timeline.
These are the only two here that you are quibbling about, and then this one, as you say, is interest, which I can request whatever interest I want, but that doesn't mean we'll get it.
Those were the only two that I found at the time due to me being in training. I did not see that the third one was put to the actual amount.
But you went over these numbers with me. Every time I do these, you want to change something. And again, this is an estimate. It is not the approved numbers. And at this point, I've already given the approved numbers to the state.
Okay. So at this point, if you guys want to work that out, I would entertain we either take no action again today or go to a vote. So I would leave that to the commission at this point. You guys can figure that out and present it back to us when you're ready.
Do we just want to change the numbers and approve as amended?
If that's in agreement with the assessor. She's the one that's presenting it to us. I feel that she would need to be in agreement with that.
Yeah.
So if you are not in agreement to us changing
it,
that.
It really doesn't matter.
If it doesn't matter, then why are we...
A requested. It's an estimate.
Right, but we have a county document that has that number on it.
Because he's printing out and changing things, but that's okay. Whatever you want to do, because again, I'm only held to the 2023 approved. That's what should be clear.
This is a document you present to the state, correct?
Pardon?
This is a document, the assessment plan that you're going to present to the state, right?
Correct. And again, they've pointed out to him, they even said to have him call Friday, and I sent you an email about that. They're okay with this. Like I said, they already have... This document, the state had that for this 2023 approval.
So if they have that document that's in your hand.
Right. And they also have for 24. They have them both.
Then that's not going to match when you send that paper that's in front of you.
That supersedes anything that's on here anyway. Because, again, this is what you have approved. This is Taney County's approved. They've got it. And that also was attached to my maintenance plan. The 23, and then I send the 24.
Right.
So, again, however you want to divvy the numbers up in these columns, this is the one that happens.
And this is the document we're here to approve or not approve today.
It's just an estimate. So if you want to change things, you go ahead. But I don't see why, because when I put the numbers in to Mr. Clark originally, they were different.
Commissioner Wyatt, what was the... On the functions and responsibilities, what was the other issue? Where was it at? I'm trying to find it.
The memo of understanding.
I thought it was on 17. Do you remember what item number it was or where it was at?
It was 17. I remember.
Understand if the document that you fill out, the assessment maintenance plan, and you sign, and they sign, and you ask the commission to sign, if that's the document we're signing, and you say that doesn't matter, that this other one is what they're looking at, why wouldn't the document that we're signing be the correct document?
The document you're signing is the one where they have taken from originally the way they had divvied up the numbers I gave them from the approved paperwork. Because they have things, the way they look at our numbers, because salaries are going to count benefits, and I'm not sure where the workman's comp goes, I'm guessing in salaries. They have different places where they put these, as you know them, what we call them in our budget. And as long as they were happy with it, because again, what they request from me personally as an assessor is a copy of this approved budget paperwork that you've got here.
Was that item, was that number four that you were?